to witness could well revolutionize your way of thinking. We are presenting startling facts and evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Rap Radio.
This is a war you cannot win. A fight you should not begin. These are the times we're living in. There's no sign of giving in. If you need a reason, I give you the right. Try to knock me down, I'll stand up and fight. Stand in your road, I stand in your way. This is not the life you live every day. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. The white light that we believe will give us the means to set us free. It's a long, hard road with a long way to go, but nobody else will save our souls. Too much at stake, too much to lose. This is our life, this is what we do. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Tread lightly. Tread lightly.
Yes, 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 you're tuned in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the show with Vancouver's very own Los Furios off their album Tread Lightly. Ooh, I don't even know when that's from. I want to say like 2015 or so. It might be older than that. Time has no meaning to me anymore. The reason why I'm playing that is because happening right now, as I speak to you through this microphone and over the airwaves, over in Victoria, there is the annual Victoria Ska Festival. It is back in fine form and fashion. 5 days of ska, reggae, dub, reggaeton, dancehall, and all things that make you want to smoke a joint and get groovy. Starting tomorrow night, you can see that band that I just played, Los Furios, who are finally back in action. I know Kyle's been over in New Zealand for the past couple years due to being trapped there for a pandemic, but he is back. The band is back. They're working on new music. It's good, good times. Go check it out. They are playing tomorrow night at the main Ship Point Inner Harbor Grand Stage with this band right here, a little band called the Agrolites.
Thank you.
was the Agrolites, all the way from Los Angeles, California, off their latest effort, Reggae Now, which feels like it's probably pretty old by now. Let's see here. When did this come out? Doesn't even say on the back of the record what kind of garbage is this. Pirate Press, I'm holding you accountable. I don't know. I want to say it's probably 2017, 2018. I can't remember. Anyways, the reason I'm playing them is because the Victoria Annual Ska Festival is finally back. It's happening right now. There's reggae happening on the island. You can catch it all weekend. Tomorrow night, you can see the band that I kicked the show in with, Los Rios, and that band that we just played, the Agrolites. I'm pretty sure they got some new music coming. I know Reggae Raj on the organ has had a bunch of crazy stuff on his Instagrams and all the social medias that he's been working on. But enough about reggae, enough about Victoria. Let's focus here in the studio to the top of Burnaby Mountain. I am joined by two members. Two members of a band called Off by an Inch. I'm joined by Ryan and Travis.
Chris and
Chris! Damn it, I was so close! Damn!
It's fine. I'm sorry, Chris.
You're the one I've been talking to online, too. I should have. Of all the names, I should remember. God damn it.
I'm easily forgettable.
So close. It's okay. I remember Travis's name, and Travis has the prettier hair of the two.
Exactly.
So I'll take it. You boys are busy, man. You guys got a whole tour that you're going up on, starting next Thursday, a week from tonight. You can't turn to Rad Radio. I'm not going to be here. They're not going to be here. They're going to be down at Lanaloo's with Habit, The Fake, and Leroy's Garage for your USA tour.
That's true. We got a home show to play here in Vancouver at Lanaloo's, and then we head out for five shows, is it?
Yeah, we're going for five shows.
Yeah, we're going for five shows down.
Just run down what cities you guys are hitting.
On the 30th, we will be in Tacoma.
Very cool. I love Tacoma.
Yeah, it's a great town. Haven't been there for a long time, so I'm stoked to be going.
I'm
going to
go down there for the last NoFX show that they're doing. It's going to be fun. Very good.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
The day after that, actually on Canada Day, we will be in Olympia.
Ooh.
So, yeah. And we're really stoked on that. Both those days will be with Head Honcho out of Seattle.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome band.
I've
who
not
we
heard
toured
them.
With last time,
I'm
actually.
Gonna, I'm going to look them up while you keep telling me about the dates. Head Honcho.
And we're doing all five of our shows also with Night Court as well from Portland.
So, Night Court, I do know.
So
don't they have a different Night Court?
Different Night Court.
Okay, I'm like, because didn't Night Court just release an EP? I'm like, I was just talking about that last week. I swear to God.
It is two different Night Courts.
Oh.
So, yes.
I think they should take each other to court.
Well.
See who really owns the night. Head Honcho, Montreal?
No, actually, nope. Out of Seattle.
Out of Seattle. Let's see. I got to keep Googling.
So.
Very cool.
And, yeah, our next show after Olympia is in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, I have not been to Bend in a hot minute.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been to Bend. Ooh, well. So, but we're actually stoked to see our old friend Pikey and play with some awesome bands there. We're going to be
Pikey play in a band?
No, actually, Pikey
was
a tour manager that we got to hang out with during a tour we did back in 2011, was it?
That's a good question.
Travis is like, I don't know, man.
It was so long ago.
Time has no real meaning, you know?
What is
time? But yeah.
What is that? It's a construct, man. It's all in your mind.
He's been doing sound and just been helping get things going. Got in touch with him and just happened to be doing stuff at Bend, Oregon, and we were needing a date filled. He was right on it.
That's the beautiful thing about the punk community, man. You're like, you know what? I got a guy. He's a friend. I haven't seen him in a bit, but you know, we're coming through, and it all works. I love it when a plan comes together. Very
exactly.
Good. Very good. So you guys came in here. You rushed on into the studio just in time, the nick of time, while I had my first track going, and you brought me a fancy little flash stick, which I haven't had to play in the studio here, and luckily, I put it into the right computer terminal the very first try. So you got two tracks to bring me. One is called Your Feet Suck, which is, I'm sure, a deep, like, rumination on the state of, like, current late-stage capitalism. And
Fixius.
God damn it. Fixius. why couldn't you just use an F? Tell me what Fixius is about.
Well, actually, Fixius, the name, is means to take flight.
Oh.
Yes. It's just a bit of a song that lyrically is just kind of about apologizing to a point where sometimes you do it too many times, or sometimes it's just another word.
That's true.
And sometimes it just doesn't have any meaning. And a good chunk of the song is kind of about that.
All right. Well, let's give it a show. This is Fixious. Off with an inch. Off by an inch. God damn it. I'm going to get it. It's not Ryan. It's Chris. They're off by an inch. And it's pronounced Fixious. Fixious. P-H makes F-C-U-S. Here, listen to the song.
We'll be right back.
So that was music from the one, the only Off by an Inch. We're heading out on tour starting next week to do the US of A tour. Kicking off at Lanaloo's Rock and Roll Eatery on Thursday, June the 29th. They'll be playing with Habit, The Fake, and Lee Roy's Garage. The tracks that we just heard were Your Feet Suck and Fixious, which is a brand new single that's coming out pretty soon.
It is.
You got some info?
We should have that out for everybody when we play next Thursday.
So that's the first time it's ever been heard by human ears beyond the bands.
Yes.
Yes, totally true. Human ears.
Well, I mean, those of us, yes, we're not really that human.
Yeah, it's just those algorithmic robot ears have been listening previously. Beautiful.
We occasionally try to resemble humans, but
doing your best. You got the coffee, you're making it. You're making it work. You're trying your hardest to make it happen, which is very good. If people are just tuning in, of course, you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Rad Radio. I'm joined here with Chris and with Travis. Can you guys just run down what you do in the band?
I'm Chris. I do lead vocals and sit at the merch booth when I'm not doing anything else.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. My name's Travis, and I play guitar and, write some songs and stuff.
Some of them? Not all?
Yeah, some of them. Our other guitar player guy, Tim, he writes a bunch of songs, too. So
Who writes the good songs, though? Travis?
Travis. And Tim. They do. They both do, because any of the ones I write are pretty basic, and they actually make them sound okay.
There you go, man.
Tim writes way better songs than I do. I just,
I think Tim would say the
exact...
I think Tim would say the opposite thing. Be like, Travis is the man. All my songs suck. And Travis is like, it's Tim. And that's why you guys work together as a team.
Everyone. They really do complement each other, actually. They work so well together. And to be honest, I'm just stoked that every song that they do together, I love playing.
There you go. That's fun. Fun times. Well, we're about halfway through the show already. Man, time flies. So before we get into a little bit more with Off by an Inch, I'm going to do my civic duty and let you guys know what's happening in our scene this weekend, starting with happening right now. Actually, I think it might have even started yesterday. Let me pull this up here. Is the Have a Good Laugh Festival put on by our friends at Thought Decay. The list is staggering. There's too many bands. I could not write it down on my little cheat sheet here, but I will give you the rundown. So starting tonight, right now, at the Waldorf, you can see Anthropoda, Sinbunes, No Heart, Out of Order, Concrete Bullocks, those are some hard stones, No Problem, and Mess. On Friday, that is June the 23rd, you can see Trench Raid, Destructive, Suspects, Homefront, Unwanted Noise, Long Knife, and Chaotic Discord. Man, these fucking hardcore names. Then Saturday, there are two venues that are happening. You can go to the Cambie and see Chaos, Disorder, and Panic. Incinerous? Chain Whip and Decomp, or you can stick it at the Waldorf and see Scrawling, Crash, Vorlust, Death Grip, Land Guide, Dust Collector, Electric, Masochist, and Goltard. And then there's apparently at 2 a.m. a surprise band in an undisclosed location, so go ask a punk and find out about that. That is the Have a Good Laugh Festival. It's put on by Thought Decay. I guarantee if you like punk rock, if you love crust, if you love grind, if you love hardcore, it is the place you want to be. Go give them your money. They deserve it, and they just lost the Bullet Farm this year, so rest in peace, Bullet Farm, but hurrah, Have a Good Laugh Festival. That is one thing. If you want to skank the night away, you can go to the Astoria and see Out of Control Army all the way from Mexico. They are playing some sweet, sweet ska music, and it's a good time. I guarantee you will like it. Or you go to the Wise Hall and see my good friends Ray Gun Cowboys, along with my other friends Campfire Shit Kickers, if you want to listen to some psychobilly, some rockabilly, some people playing upright bass and doing crazy, crazy things. That is your Friday. Saturday, you can again go to the Have a Good Laugh Festival at the Waldorf, or you can come down to Bully's. You can see me. I'm going to be playing. I'll be playing with Big City Germs and the return of another Joe. I just had them on the show last week. They're all primed and ready to go. They are very happy to be back after 20 years. That's crazy that they haven't played a show in 20 years. And now they're back and they're playing at Bully's before they go off on their bigger tour. So they want to do the small, intimate show as their first one back. Or you can go again to the Wise Hall and you can see Costin with my good friends Dead End Drive-In, along with Calling All Captains and Chief State. I don't know them, but Dead End Drive-Ins are pretty sweet, and their new album, A Worthwhile Endeavor, is worth your time. It's damn good. Available now on Early Onset Records. Finally, Sunday, you could go down to Lanaloo's For the punk rock brunch, you can see Paul is Dead, the Bromhack Kid, and I forgot to write down the rest of the bands on my cheat sheet here, so that's all you get to know. But go to Land and Lose, it's always a rad time. Tuesday, June the 27th. If you think that Blink-182 isn't a very good band, you'd be in the same part as me. But if you like them, but you cannot afford the tickets because they're too much money, go to Green Auto Body and see Balcony, cash sign 182. It's a bunch of our friends doing a whole Blink-182 set for like 1/100th of the cost of a ticket. There's also going to be Cyrus there. He's doing all the side project stuff as an acoustic thing. So if you like Angels and Airwaves and I don't know, Catch-22 or whatever the fuck those other bands that they were in were called. I don't know. I fucking hate Blink. But I don't like the band, but I support the show. Undercut Blink-182. Go see Balcony 182 at Green Auto Body. I think it's a genius, genius idea for a show. And then finally, Thursday, since I won't be here because I'm going to be gone on tour, these guys that I'm in the studio with, Off by an Inch, are going off on their tour kickoff at Lanaloo's with Habit, The Fake, and Leroy's Garage. It's the kickoff of their US of A tour. That's what's going on in the scene this week. Whew, that's a lot of stuff. I'm out of backing track.
Some epic stuff there, man.
Chris, you said that you had something about another fest, TurboFest?
Yes, TurboFest.
Yeah, let me know what's going on about TurboFest.
On the Sunshine Coast. Ooh, is like the coast. This weekend.
No shit.
Yeah, there's bands from all over BC and one band from Toronto coming out, Blackout.
Oh, Blackout's from Toronto?
Not Blacked Out. Not Blacked Out.
Oh, Blacked
Out. Blackout.
Okay, God.
So, yeah,
bands.
I was
to me
a little
there.
Confused there at first, too.
Research your band names before you make it. See if there's another one that's conflicting or like one vowel off of yours. It helps. Anyways, continue. Sorry.
Not a problem. Actually, our buddies in Wayngrow are going up there as well.
Wayngrow? I've not heard of
Wayngrow.
Yeah.
I know Nate from Daggers is in that one.
Okay.
So,
Daggers is rad.
Yeah. And they're playing, I think, on the Saturday night.
Very fun.
What is it? Slow Effects?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know Slow Effects. They're super fun.
And
yeah.
I can't remember all the bands that are on.
Yeah,
quite a few. But it's also
large
comedy
list.
As well.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, comedians as well.
Oh,
so
I like that. Punk, rock, and stand-up.
Exactly.
Fuck yeah.
So we want everyone to, if they want to get away for the weekend, as opposed to being in the city and seeing some great shows, go over to the Sunshine Coast.
Hell
go
yeah.
Over to TurboFest. See some great bands, support a great cause, and man.
I got to talk to the boys in Slow Effects. I want to know why I wasn't invited. All right. That's fine.
Well, because you're going on tour, right?
Yeah, but that's next week. I'm not doing anything this weekend.
That's true.
We're recording, but whatever. It's fine. I'll talk to them offline later. Very cool. We've got about 30 minutes left in the show. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to get some more of your tracks here? I've got your four songs and more EP up, or we also